88.7 WRSU FM New Brunswick. And now the Israel Hour with Mayrav and Josh.
אני כל כך עצוב לי ושמש על העיר וטיסינגוף נראה לי כמו רכבת לילה לקעיר
Israel Hour. on 88.7 WRSU.
Connect with us at facebook.com/IsraelHour. Email us at info@IsraelHour.com. Or call us at 732-932-8800. Now, here's the host of the Israel Hour, Josh Rowe.
Hey! All right, here we go, my friends. This is the show. This is the show. This is the reason why Mayrav Dabrowski signed up for the Israel Hour back 21 years ago or so.
Yes, it is.
Am I right?
You are totally right.
This is why. This is why you joined us, and finally it's come to fruition. Mayrav, welcome to the Israel Hour. It's so nice to have you behind the microphones.
It's so nice to be here, but I'm here for one reason only.
Can you? And it's not me.
It's not you.
It's not me. Can you tell everybody at home listening why you have decided to grace us with your presence this morning?
Well, for those of you who started listening 21 years ago, you will know.
21 years. Yeah, I was listening 21 years ago.
Yeah. You will all know that my favorite band, my favorite group of all times is
Mashina.
Thank you. And so, the leader of the band, Yuval Banai, we will be privileged. I will be honored. I cannot believe this is happening. It's crazy. He's going to be on our phone. We're going to talk to him
like
live
giddy,
and in person.
Giddy little schoolgirl.
I know. It's just so sad that he's not here in our studio, because I so badly would love his autograph. Something really. Maybe he'll send it to me after we finish talking to
and
him.
And you know, the thing about Mayrav is that's so not like her. She is
so not
starstruck.
Like, I've run into, in New York City, I've run into a number of people. I ran into, what's her name? I don't even remember her name. Who cares?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I ran into a few stars. Whatever, big deal. But Mashina, come to my show. I am not going to miss it.
Welcome to the Israel Hour. We're so glad that you have joined us this morning. We'll be talking to Yuval Banai of Mashina in about 9 minutes from now, more or less. He's expected to call into the studio. Let's hope that happens.
Yeah, that would be really, really bad if
I
built up my own hopes and everyone else's hopes, and then it's a letdown.
If you have any questions for Mashina, for Yuval Banai of Mashina, let me know, facebook.com/IsraelHour. We're going to be playing a whole lot of Mashina music on today's show. We're also going to be playing a lot of music in honor of the upcoming holiday of Pesach. We are all getting ready for Pesach, and Mayrav and I won't be here. The Israel Hour will not be heard next week in honor of Pesach. But we'll be playing a whole lot of music for Pesach on today's show. Call us!
732-932-8800. 732-932-8800. You got worried there for a second.
Yeah, well,
that I didn't know the number.
You're out of practice. The email address is info@IsraelHour.com, and we can be reached at facebook.com/IsraelHour. Again, if you have any requests for today's show, anything you want to let us know, or any questions for Yuval Banai of Mashina. We are celebrating Pesach as well. This song is a cover of Chava Alberstein's Chad Gadya, Israel Hour Radio, with Mayrav and Josh.
Zabina ba bitrei zuze Chad gadia, chad gadia Kana avinu gdi bishnei zuzim Kach mesaperet ha-hagada Ba'e chatul v'taraf et agdi Gdi katan, gdi lavan Ba'e kele v'nashach lachatul Shetaraf et agdi she'avinu evi Tezabina ba bitrei zuze Chad gadia, chad gadia Ve'ay mize ofia makel gadol Shechavat ba'kelev shenavach bekol Hakelev shenashach et hechatul Shetaraf et agdi she'avinu evi Tezabina ba bitrei zuze Chagadia, chagadia Ve'az parצה האש ושרפה את המקל שחבט בכלב המשתולל שנשך לחתול שטרף את הגדי שאבינו הביא תזבינה בביטרי זוזה חגדיה, חגדיה ובאו המים וחיבו את האש ששרפה את המקל שחבט בכלב שנשך לחתול שטרף את הגדי שאבינו הביא תזבינה בפטרי סוזה חגדיה, חגדיה ששתה את המים שקיבו את האש ששרפה את המקל שחבט בכלב שנשך לחתול שטרף את הגדי שאבינו הביא תזבינה בפטרי זוזה חגדיה, חגדיה שוחט ששחט את השור ששתה את המים שחיבו את האש ששרפה את המקל שחבט בכלב שנשך לחתול שטרף את הגדי שאבינו הביא ובמלאך המוות והרג את השוחט ששחט את השור ששתה את המים שחיבו את האש ששרפה את המקל שחבט בכלב שנשך לחתול שטרף את הגדי שאבינו נו אבי תזבינה בפטרי זוזה חגדיה חגדיה ומה פתאום אתה שר חגדיה אביב עוד לא הגיע ופסח לא בא ומה השתנה לך מה השתנה אני השתניתי לי השנה ובכל הלילות, בכל הלילות שאלתי רק ארבע קושיות הלילה הזה יש לי עוד שאלה עד מתי יימשך מעגל האימה רודף ונרדף, מכה ומוכה מתי ייגמר הטירוף הזה השתנה לך מה השתנה אני השתניתי לי השנה הייתי פעם כבס וקדיש הלב היום אני נמר וזאב טורף הייתי כבר יונה הייתי צבי היום איני יודע מי אני תזבינה בפטרי זוזה חגדיה חגדיה קנה אבינו גדי בשני זוזים שוב מתחילים מהתחלה.
בתוך מסגד הם מדברים עלייך לא איתי ודוד של השכן שלי קיבל את הסמגד סיפרה אשתו של בן של אחותי באפלה לפתור את המצב הנוכחי ובין הירוק המציאו סן חדש של מחלה ואיש אחד טוען שהוא אחי Go home. החלמה ברוסיה עד אסון של רכבות המונים הפילו בברלין את החומה ולי ולך נותר רק לקוות
פעם שנייה תהיה הכל יהיה אצלי סייה נחמד את שריחובסקי ששעה חמש תבוא לבד אני לא מוצא
Machine is on Israel Hour Radio 88.7 WRSU.
You know, somebody just tuning in right now is going to think I took over the airwaves of the Israel Hour this week.
This is the day that you were made for you. This is why you joined. I said it before. I'll say it again. This is why you're here. It is Machina Day on Israel Hour Radio. We are waiting to hear from Yuval Banai. We made contact with his management and seem to be hitting a little snafu, but we'll see what we can do.
I know. I'm going to be so sad.
Could you imagine?
Cry.
After this buildup of playing all his music, it doesn't work out.
I know. Well, at least we got to play his music. I mean, come on.
This is why they always told us, pre-record your interviews. Don't do them live on the air. We didn't listen.
No.
Go ahead.
That'll be more fun. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Songs. What have we heard
Songs.
In the past few
well,
minutes?
Obviously, Machina. We started this week off with Rakevet Laila. After that, for the Pesach mood to set, get you ready while you're cleaning, while you're doing. It's Chava Alberstein's Chad Gadya, performed by Irad. After that, Lama Li Politika, Achshav, Machina, and the song you just heard, Achakelach Basadot, again, Machina.
We have Ellen listening live from Florida. We have Barbara listening live in New Jersey. I got great messages during the week from Cameron in Africa. Don't know which part of Africa, but thank you, Cameron, for listening. Really appreciate it. Also, Daniel in Massachusetts said hi, listens to the podcast regularly. Thank you all so, so much. I guess it's as good a time as any to remind everybody that Meirav and I are available to speak about Israeli music. Do you like what you're hearing? We can come to your community live. I know I have a face for radio, but Meirav is the pretty one of the two of us. And
I don't have a face for radio.
No, you
or
have
a voice for radio.
Face for TV.
Yeah, a face for TV.
And live appearances. We can speak about Israeli music. We can share our passion for Israeli music with your community. Get in touch with us, info@israelhour.com. It's going to be great. We've done it a number of times. Everybody loves us.
Yeah, they ask for autographs afterwards and all.
Yeah, we're not in the caliber of Yuval Banai, but we'll do okay.
Well, to some we might be.
That's true.
Someone's Yuval.
We might be. You think people have posters of us in their rooms? I don't know.
Maybe.
It's possible.
There you go.
Israel Hour Radio, while we're waiting for Yuval, we'll hear some Pesach dick music, as they say.
Because how many of you are out there cleaning right now?
That's right.
Cleaning, cooking.
Yessi Azulai with a beautiful version of V'hi She'amda, Israel Hour Radio.
V'hi She'amda L'avotenu והיא שעמדה לאבותינו ולנו שלא אחד בלבד עמד עלינו לחלותינו עמד עלינו לחלותינו והיא שעמדה לאבותינו והיא שעמדה לאבותינו ולנו שלא אחד בלבד עמד עלינו לחלותינו עמד עלינו לחלותינו והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו עמדה לאבותינו ולנו, שלא אחד בלבד עמד עלינו לחלותינו, עמד עלינו לחלותינו. והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, מצילנו מידם. והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, מצילנו מידם. שלא אחד בלבד עמד עלינו לחלותינו, לחלותינו. והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, הקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו
Israeli music on your dial. The Israel Hour. 88.7 WRSU.
Lev chofshi. Hayom halev sheli chofshi. Ein kvalim ve'ein od da'akot. נקי משקרים וחף מגעגוע עירום. לב חופשי כמו הרוח, ואחרי שנשרף ואחרי שנגמר כבר משתחרר ונמלא לעוד פעם אחת. הלב שלי חופשי, בלי תוכניות ובלי הבטחות, והחיים ממשיכים, משפחה, חברים, נשים. אז אני לא לבד, אני רק בלעדייך. והלב הזה שנשרף, הלב הזה שנגמר כבר משתחרר
שיש פה כל הזמן.
Israel Hour Radio, 88.7 WRSU. We are so happy. I hope this is working. We're speaking with Yuval Banai. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
It's wonderful to talk to you. We found you in Greece, correct?
Yeah, and now I'm... In the front is just blue.
Okay. Well, it's wonderful
blue.
Wonderful to talk to you. I have Meirav is on the phone also here at the radio station.
Huge, huge fan since the dawn of town.
Hey.
Hi.
So we're speaking to Yuval because he's going to be with Mashina in the New York City area and all over the United States in the month of May. And we wanted to ask you a few questions. First of all, Yuval, my biggest question is, what does Gila Gila Bucha Buchi mean?
From Rakevet Laila LeKair. We've always wondered that.
You know, in Israel, there is many people that came from many, many kinds of countries. And in Jerusalem, when I was a kid, and all the Banai family, do you hear about the Banai family, yeah?
Of course.
Yeah. So in the Banai family was a song, was... The is in Persian, the words, and the meaning is simple. It's like Gila, it's like a name, Gila, and Buchabudi is where you go, or something like that. And there was a big, it was a song, and I take just, some words for this song.
All right. There you go. The mystery solved. So, Yuval, Mashina has been around for all these years. Can you tell us about the history of the group? How did you get started and how did you get to where you are today?
The group started because me and Shlomi Bracha is my colleague and the guitar player of the band, and he wrote many songs in the band, and we wrote together many songs. We meet in the army, and we've been in the same room in the army, and we have the same dream. He was a guitar player, and I don't know to play anything then. We love rock and roll, we love music, and we start to talk about our dreams, you know, to make music, and we said let's do a band, a rock band, and that's what we do. Start with Mashina, and we wrote the songs in the army, and when we are get out, we start to show in Tel Aviv in the clubs, and the other guys start to get into the band, and the rest is a legend, you know.
The rest is history. I want you to know I have been a huge fan of yours forever. I mean, seriously, growing up in America, how much exposure did I have to see you? But I was so fortunate to be able to see you in concert in Israel twice. I saw you, I think it was 1991 at the Kinneret. Again in 98, I saw you at Birkat HaSultan. It was just Yuval because the band broke up in 1995, and I was heartbroken when you guys broke up. You had a series of farewell tours, farewell shows, and then bye-bye Mashina. But then in 2003, you got back together. So how did you get back together? What made you come? I mean, it wasn't just for me, I'm sure.
Look, you said broke up, but in Mashina, you know, the friendship is so strong, and we are really, really good friends. So I think we do something for us very clever, that we take a break. We always said we are take a break. Everybody said broke up. Everybody said split. But we need a rest, one of each other, and from the band, because we are like 20 years together, and that's what we do. And everybody go and make solo albums and what he want, and still we are friends in all this time. And I think to get together back is the natural of you know, it's the most natural thing we can do, and we do it, and it's really, really, really now in the last 3 years. We really, really, really celebrate and enjoy every show. And we said all the time we are the luckiest people in the world. We have Meshina. Because the songs and the people and what happened with us now is really, really, really amazing.
Well, to have the same friends for how many years has it been? 30 years or something like that? And to be touring all over the world?
It's more. I think it's 33.
Wow.
If I've done wrong. Yeah.
So I've always wondered, they said that your early music, it's been said, was influenced by Bob Dylan, Pink Floyd, U2, many other artists. But you're still writing and singing today. What artists influence your new music, the music that's coming out these days?
Look... How we said in this movie, English don't die. So Bob Dylan still rock, and you know, everybody still rock, and we like the I like rock and roll. I hear a lot of other music. You know, I like jazz and I like world music. But now in these days, there is good ones. You know, Arctic Monkeys, I like them very much. I think they're the best now in rock and roll in the world. And we hear many, you know, electronic music. I like very much electronic music. We hear music all the time, and I think there is really good music in the world.
Well, one of the songs that Israelis seem to love these days, it was number one on Reshet Gimel's Countdown this week. That's why I'm so happy I'm talking to you, was Lanetzach...
What's number one? I don't understand.
No, Lanetzach Yachad was number one on the Reshet Gimel Countdown this week with Shlomo Artzi.
Wow, I missed it because I'm not in Israel. I'm in vacation. Oh, it's nice to hear that.
It's nice to get the word while you're in Greece, hearing it from America.
Yeah, number one on Reshet Gimel this week. That's wonderful.
Wow, it's good. Yeah, it's a good song, you know.
It's a great song. I was so surprised to hear you singing with Shlomo Artzi. That seems like a strange collaboration to me. How did you make that happen?
It's strange, you know. Yeah, strange. I don't know if it's strange, but it's surprising, I think.
Yes, yes.
Shlomo called me, and he suggested me to sing with him a song in his new record. I don't think twice, you know, because I think that if you have the opportunity to see artists like Shlomo and to work with him, you know, he's really a legend, and he's really see many things that I never see. And I really like to work with him because he's a really, really magnetic person, you know, and he's really charismatic. And it's a big honor, I think, to sing with Shlomo Artzi. And I do it with a very, very big heart, and I'm very glad that this song, I love this song from the beginning, but I'm really glad that this song is, people like it, because I think it's a great song.
So you've performed in America, in the USA before, and now you're coming back to Boston, New York, Chicago, and Miami, and we're just wondering, is your experience doing a concert here in the States different than it is in Israel?
No, I think the difference, you know, is just the flight, you know, and the distance. And we are musicians, we like to play our music, and I think that the audience in the United States is always working really nice.
They know all your your music, yes?
I do it so many times, you know, that it's usual for me to do this show, and we like to do.
And it's this, you feel know, that it's the
be,
same
to be in America. To be in America, it's always fun for us.
Yeah,
and, the audience is the audience they who comes. They know the songs and they know everything.
We saw you in Queens, New York. I don't know how many years ago, but you were fantastic. And for those who want to go see Machina again, they're going to be May 14th in Boston, May 15th and 17th in New York City, May 19th in Chicago, May 22nd in Miami. Go see Yuval Banai and Machina. They are fantastic. Yuval, what is next for the band? 33 years later, what else do you have in store for us? What's in the future for Machina?
And now we're working in the last year about a new album, really huge new album. It's like a double album, and we're going to record this album in the summer, in July. It's very exciting for us. What can I do? What can I say? If we are still working and playing and writing, it's wonderful, no?
Well, we are so excited to have had you. Well, I should say I am so excited to have had you on this show. You don't understand. For the past 21 years that we've done this radio show.
And I must say, this show that you're going to, that we coming to the States, is not a regular show of Machina, because in the last year we are playing with people who play with us, so we are coming, you know, like we are not just the five guys of Machina. So we play with really amazing guys who play with us with on another instruments and vocals, and it's really, really interesting show, because we take all this stuff to another place. So it's really nice.
Yuval, while I have you on the phone, one of our listeners from Florida, Ellen from Florida, just wrote on Facebook, you were on The Voice a number of years ago in Israel, correct?
Yeah.
And what was that like for you? She wanted to know.
Well, it was a nice experience, you know, for one year, and it's one time is enough in the reality, I think. But I must say that now we on the stage, we have an amazing girl who sing with us, and she was our student in The Voice. And we keep the touch with her. The name is Rudy. She's a really amazing singer. And she's coming with us to United States.
All right.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. She's really amazing. She's singing so good.
Well, so do you. I want you to know you are.
She's a beautiful girl.
It always helps.
So, toda rabba. I mean, you took time from your vacation to speak to us and the listeners of our show. I hope you have a wonderful vacation. Enjoy it. We are so looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks here in the United States of America.
All right. Thank you, Yuval.
Thank you very much for the interview.
It is our pleasure. We love you. And hold on 1 second. Let's see. We have the new song by Yuval and Shlomo Artzi. This is La Netzach Yachad, Israel Hour Radio.
ששום דבר כבר לא חשוב אתה נפרד ממני ויוצא לדרך ולי נותר לחכות עד שתשוב זה עוד סיפור ישן על אבא ועל ילד. פתאום כולנו נשמעים אותו דבר. אתה נראה לי מאוהב לרגע, חוזר מליל הרבה ושוב נשבע. חכה שנייה, אני בא אליך. הכל פשוט, אז למה אלוהים עשו? לחשת לי אז תחת שמעת חלב. אני אומר, מחכה בסבלנות, שרק תחזור אל הידיים ילד. לפעמים שאתה נראה לי קצת עבור, מזכיר לך איך הפריחה פורחת. איך היינו מגלים,
איך היינו מגלים
את היפים שבצלילים,
את היפים שבצלילים.
אז מופיעות לי המילים, לנצח יחד, לנצח יחד. פתאום נדמה שהעולם הזה קרקס, והפרדות גדולות עלינו. רציתי להגיד הרבה אבל עכשיו אני מרגיש לשמור על שנינו. פתאום האבא והבן אותו דבר, עזר שהמילה האחרונה תמיד אוהבת. לא נכנע לזמן וכמו כפית סוכר, נמס איתך לתוך השקט. הכל פשוט, אז למה אלוהים עסוק? לחשת לי אז תחת שמעת חלם. אני אומר, חכה לך לסבלנות, שרק תחזור אל הידיים ילד. ולפעמים כשאתה נראה לי קצת עבור, מזכיר לך איך הפריחה פורחת. איך היינו מגלים את היפים שבצלילים. אז מופיעות לי המילים, לנצח יחד, לנצח יחד. הכל פשוט, אז למה אלוהים עסוק? לחשת לי אז תחת שמעת חלב. אני אומר, חכה לך בסבלנות, שרק תחזור אל הידיים ילד. ולפעמים כשאתה נראה לי קצת עבור, מזכיר לך איך הבריחה פורחה. איך היינו מגלים,
איך היינו מגלים
את היפים שבצלילים,
את היפים שבצלילים.
אז מופיעות לי המילים, לנצח יחד, לנצח יחד.
It's number one in Israel, Lanetzach Yachad by Shlomo Artzi, and our special guest from today, Yuval Banai.
Wow.
Merav, it happened.
It happened.
It happened. Was it everything you always dreamed?
I'm a giddy little schoolgirl right now. I think I'm still in shock by the fact that...
I know. You spoke to Yuval.
I know. Crazy, right?
Spoke
I don't think
to
it's,
you.
I know. I don't know if it's sinking in yet. I don't know. A little.
May 14th in Boston, May 15th in New York, May 17th in New York, May 19th Chicago, May 22nd in Miami. For all the information you need, teev.com. That's TEEV.com. Special thanks to the folks at Teev for setting up the interview. We really appreciate it. Israel Hour Radio. I know Max from Germany is tuned in. Thomas is listening. Moshe from Boston is tuned in.
We have Melanie from Argentina listening live first time.
And we played her song.
Lev Chofshi by Muki.
That's right. So
and
thank
Yuval
you, Melanie.
Called around then, so it kind of threw us off.
Right,
but
we forgot about her.
We didn't forget. We just got so excited when Yuval called.
All right.
Yuval.
I know, it was Yuval.
But we're very excited, Melanie, that you're tuning in live for the first time. It's Melanie from Argentina.
Melanie! Israel Hour Radio celebrating Pesach on the radio.
אולי על שולחן, אה, 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 גוזי.
You're listening to the Israel Hour on 88.7 WRSU and worldwide at WRSU.org.
שיקצרנו בתוכו ולא סיפק צורכנו במדבר
Dayenu.
We're all going to be saying that in about 2 weeks from now when we've had our last bit of matzah. Enough.
Dayenu. Israel Hour Radio, thanks so much for tuning in with Meirav and Josh. God, I never get to say that anymore. It's nice to have you here.
And it's so nice to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
Me too. You know, I think I should have that, you know, with the technological advancements that there are. I mean, we just spoke to Yuval Banai. Oh my God.
In Greece.
He's sitting on the Greek Isles. Everything is blue. That's all that he sees. And he's talking to us on his cell phone. Why is that important? Ask me.
Why is that important, Meirav?
I'm so glad you asked me that. That's important because technology is amazing. And because of technology, not only could we speak to Yuval, we were also able to give him information, which is he was number one on the Reshet Gimel's countdown.
Now, how does he not know that?
I know. Well, because he didn't talk to us. That's how he didn't know that.
Right.
We're always the first to know.
All right.
So with that said, technology is amazing. A man sitting in a hotel, in a Motel 6 in Atlanta, Georgia, an Israeli man, texts...
Is this a true story?
This is a true story.
Okay, all right, go on, all right.
I'm setting a stage here.
Yes, got it.
A man sitting in a Motel 6 texts, because of technology, he has the ability to text his family in Israel. And what does he text? Quote, I'm dying, exclamation point. That was his text message. That was it.
Okay.
Quickly, his nephew called up the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, got in touch with them and said, you've got to help. I don't know where my uncle is. He texted me from a Motel 6 in Atlanta, Georgia. Help.
Wait, hold on. The guy was in a Motel 6 dying.
In the United States of America, in Atlanta, Georgia.
So instead of picking up the 911.
Yes, exactly. He decides to text, I'm dying, to Israel.
How did they even know it was a Motel 6?
I guess they knew where he was staying.
Oh, all right.
That makes sense. You know, you're giving your family your itinerary. And
all right, so this man in Israel now contacts the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
In Israel. Yes.
All right.
And then
what
happens?
Just connecting the dots here.
Right. Connect them further. Now, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs contacts the Israeli consul in Atlanta, Ron Bromer.
Okay.
And now this man is immediately put into action. He is trying to find this man. Now, there are many Motel 6s in Atlanta, Georgia.
You would figure, yeah.
So this man is frantically calling and calling and calling and calling. And the man who was dying had a stroke. So by a genuine stroke of luck, he was able to answer his phone.
He's not dead yet?
Not dead yet. I mean, that's just technology for you. That's how quick it went. He's calling and calling. He finds him. They isolate him. The man, the Israeli consul, gets an ambulance sent to the Motel 6. And thankfully, thanks to that text message, the man's life was saved from
his
stroke.
That's a great story.
Isn't it? It's crazy.
Wow. We'll leave the light on for you.
Right. But you know what? From now on, if someone is, God forbid, experiencing an emergency like that, it's on
911.
In the country you're in.
It is a supersized edition of the Israel Hour. I think there's some confusion out there because the WRSU Sports was supposed to be here, so I don't think the Turkish Hour is coming, but maybe they will, and maybe sports will, and I don't know. But we're going to go on for a few more minutes.
Until we get kicked off these airwaves.
Well, maybe even sooner than that. We'll see. I'm running out of music. But let us move on with some more Pesach music. It's WRSU-FM New Brunswick. We have to do the legal ID or else the FCC gets really mad.
Very mad. And we don't want to make them mad.
We don't want to make them mad, no. Israel Hour Radio, Chag Kasher V'Sameach.
בית יעקב מעם לועז הייתה יהודה לקודשו ישראל ממשלותה הים רעב הינוס הירדן יסוב לאחור הערים רקדו חילים גבעות כבני צור
מלפני אדון
we close today's broadcast with the beautiful music of Mashina's Berchovot Shelanu.
And our Rechovot, everyone is cleaning for Pesach.
Well, in the Rechovot behind us, they're having a marathon here at Rutgers. We're watching people run by the window behind us every 5 minutes.
Yeah, and lots of cheering.
Yeah, probably heard the background noise. Meirav, what a pleasure to have you. What a treat to have you on the supersized edition of the Israel Hour.
I will be back.
Neither one of us will be back.
Neither one of us is here next week, so
the week after. Yeah.
But then the week after, maybe in 3 weeks, I'll be back.
That could be our Yom HaAtzmaut show. I don't know. I have to check that. But meanwhile, hey, if you have any requests for our Yom HaAtzmaut show, it's the biggest show of the year. You got to get in touch with me during the next 3 weeks that we won't be on the air. Mark will be filling in for us while we're gone over Pesach. The second week is the day after Pesach, and he'll most likely be playing some Israeli music. We will see. By the way, I need to say hello to Chezi listening in New Jersey. Hello to Shira listening in Denver. Hello to Lorraine listening somewhere. We're glad that you were tuned in. We really appreciate it. We would like to give a special, special thanks to Yuval Banai, our special guest for today. Very glad to have him on the air. It was great to talk to him.
Yes, it was. It really was. I'm still radiating with excitement and energy, and I'm
so
excited.
So you've been crazy all day. And we wish all our listeners a Chag Sameach V'Kasher, a wonderful holiday of Pesach. We'll be back right afterwards, after the holiday, and stay with us all throughout the holiday at facebook.com/Israel Hour. Remember, if you want to bring Meirav and I to your community to discuss Israeli music, we do a great job, if we may say so ourselves, info@israelhour.com.
Until then, until 3 weeks from now, I am Meirav Dabrowski.
And I am Josh Rohn. You are tuned to 88.7 WRSU-FM New Brunswick. WRSU Sports coming up next. Shalom Aleichem from the Israel Hour. Al Tafsiku Lashir.
אתה פתאום מרגיש כמו מישהו אחר.